Hello, I'm Elliot Colbeck.
And I'm Ben Redmond.
This is episode 21 of the Banner Bearers podcast.
Welcome to the Banner Bearers.
A podcast for fans of Gods here by Steamforged Games.
So, for this episode, just like the last one, we've got a shorter, more focused episode for you. Continuing with the competition that we launched in the previous one, we are now going to go to the second stage of the competition. And so, just as our last episode, we had a plot phase, extended plot phase, effectively. This one, we're going to have an extended clash phase. But just before we move on to the actual main discussion of the episode, where we're going to have a look through the scenarios a little bit, what's happened over the last month, and move on to the voting stage. We've got a few little bits of community news. So, Elliot, do you want to tell us about the painting competition?
Yeah, so Remus has set up a little painting competition, which I hadn't actually seen until Ben mentioned it. I don't know how on earth I'd missed it, but I had. So Remus has put it on the Discord. Pretty straightforward. Send him a picture of a model that's not painted that you have, and then send a picture when it's painted, and then he'll obviously figure out who's a winner, and it's just basically bragging rights. So yeah. Great. I definitely plan to be submitting something, because there's a model I want to paint this month, so I will be sending Remus a picture of that currently unpainted model soon.
Very nice. And you got an airbrush for Christmas. Is this going to be an airbrush sort of god tier model?
Yes, I am planning. I'm planning to do something crazy, Ben. I'm planning to do airbrush followed by oil paints. Because that's just, just different. Yeah, so it'll probably turn out horrific, but I'm going to give it a go.
Always good to learn new stuff.
Yeah, it has. It's been good fun to play with some new stuff. So yeah, I recommend anyone does that. I mean, always a good excuse to get some models painted. But there's another excuse I have to get my models painted. It's because Dave is running a tournament on the, I believe it's the 3rd of February. Is that correct?
Pretty much, dead early in Feb.
So down in Nottingham, I believe.
Correct.
I believe I'm planning to go. I believe you're planning to go here, Ben, to the Dave's tournament.
Yeah, we'll take a carload down. I think at least two of our locals are planning on coming as well. They may travel separately, I don't know, we'll have to see, but but yeah, we'll have a strong Berry contingent there to fight out for second place.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's how many people are going so far? Has it told me? There's currently 14 people signed up.
Yeah, it's quite a lot signed up, yeah.
And I don't think my name's on that list either yet, because I actually haven't signed up, because I'm rubbish at that sort of stuff. I could do that now. I won't. But cool. So yeah. If anyone can make that, be nice to see have people there, really.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to soon sort out some dates for our tournament, where we're going to have the competition winner scenario run, and get back to you on that with some finalised dates for that as well. But nothing in the works as yet. But anyway.
Yeah, let's get on to the scenarios competition that we're running.
Yep, onto the clash phase.
Clash phase.
So some people have started already playing some games. I've had one game. I think you've now had quite a few games of the different scenarios, Ben.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've not managed to get through playing them all, but I've managed to get through quite a lot. I mean, we've played one or two against each other, I think. I've played Dan and Mike at the club and stuff, and me and Matt played his scenario as well. So, yeah, it's been quite interesting sort of trying them all out. And, you know, they've all proved good fun games of God tier. Some of them, I think, have been... I don't particularly want to sort of badmouth any of them, but because they've all been good. But some of them have been really good, I would say. Some of them have had something... that actually is, you know, this is adding a new sort of like layer of something to God tier. So, yeah, so, but anyway, we're here really just to talk about what the next stage of the process is going to be.
Yep, so Ben put together a little voting thing, which we're going to post up on Facebook and Discord, and just really ask you to vote through. We've split it up into four really simple things. The best scenario of all, and you can vote for first, second, and third place. Then you've split up to the kind of three most sensible ways to split up. The one that you think's got the most interesting map, which could of course be the same, could be different. The one with the most interesting special rule, and the one that's the most themed. So, and it's a first, second, and third for all of them. So, yeah, if we'll post that up shortly, and then...
Yep.
Then please get your votes in, and then we'll count up. I don't know if we've got a time in mind, Ben. A few weeks or something.
Let's give it a fortnight from when this is likely to go get published. So I might be able to get it edited later tonight or later this week. But I'll definitely be able to get it done over the weekend. So let's say 2 weeks from Sunday.
To the 21st.
Is that right? Yes, 21st yeah. It'll be, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And then we'll have a count up. And I think with this, you're also going to put out the PDF that you made before of all the different maps, because I think there's been a few slight adjustments as people have had feedback and things like that, which is really great that people are taking feedback really positively and tweaking little bits to the stuff. So I think you're going to be trying to capture all of that as much as we can.
So if, I mean, there has been some, so if you've not, when I put this list up, if not before, I will put the edited version of the document up. But there are some changes, isn't it? Some of them are very kind of subtle and slight. But if there's anybody who still wants to sort of like submit me any changes, then I'm happy to put them into the document as and when I can manage. You know, I don't necessarily know that I will necessarily be able to do it immediately that I get sent the things, but I'll try my best to get things out there as quick as possible. So if you want to, you know, have a bit more time, if you've got want to play one or two more of these scenarios, then you know, please get on and give them a go, have a look through. You know, you don't have to have played anything to vote for them. You know, you can do it based on your impressions, you know, what, you know, maybe you're somebody who doesn't get to play very often, you know, which ones of them excite you the most, make you want to play it. But have another look if you looked at it when we first released it, because there's been a few tweaks and changes. There were some that were put in before this latest sort of release as well. You know, one or two little sort of like things that, you know, people got back to me with immediate little sort of like errors in what I'd done. You know, I think there's one thing where I'd got betrayal was on the contents page twice for some weird reason. So I fixed that error and a few other little sort of like spelling and grammar sort of issues. But then there's been one or two other things that people have done where they've put in like actual sort of changes that people have requested me to make, you know, based on playtest feedback and things like that.
Which and I think that's kind of great, the fact that people are still changing and tweaking these things. You know, they're always going to be live even after our voting, aren't they? These ideas, yeah, scenarios that are out there, which is, yeah, you know, it's great that people are thinking about stuff all the time and are kind of being really receptive to feedback from playtesting, which is cool. So
yep, yeah.
So yeah, other than that, please have a look, please have a vote, get some votes in, and then we can we'll have another episode post the 21st to just kind of wrap up all the feedback, say which ones got the most votes, reveal the winner, etc. So
yep,
and I think that's it, short and sweet for us, I think, isn't it, Ben? This time, I think that's it for us today.
Yeah, is that all we've got to say? That's very, very short, hasn't it? maybe it shouldn't even be classed as a proper episode, this one. But anyway, yeah, so get that in. One little thing I would say is I'm not requiring people, you know, a lot of the sort of the voting is going to have to go on like an honor system. So, you know, please don't vote for your own stuff and don't vote multiple times.
I suppose the other thing I'd say is please don't vote for kind of on a, because your mate put it in, that sort of stuff. You know, I know it's a very friendly thing, but it, and everybody has got TVs, which is great. But you know, the point is, you know, let's try to vote on the actual scenarios for what the scenarios are.
Yeah, let's keep it. Yeah. Try and make it on merits. I mean, I know when it comes to voting, it's often. You know, how do you sort of like take those biases away from things, I suppose. But yeah, just sort of, you know, have a look at them and have a think, and you know, I mean, I've tried to keep them anonymous, so maybe you don't know what everybody's is. You know, yeah, just sort of put a vote in. You know, as there's been a suggestion that from some of the community who were involved in this about the possibility of us running another sort of similar competition, but this time something to do with maybe some sort of like champion design. And we've got some ideas for that. We're going to knock around over the next few weeks after this one's finished and maybe launch another competition for that. But we need to know if this is kind of viable. And at the moment, all we really know is that we've got like a solid community of a sort of a dozen or so people who are interested enough to create scenarios. What we don't know is how well this is going down with the rest of the community. And it would be really a really good way to give us an indication of how that's going by putting a vote in, and you know, just by counting up the number of people who are voting, gives us an indication of how much interest there is in this sort of thing. So, you know, if you think you've enjoyed, sort, you know, even if you didn't sort of take part, you know, or especially if you didn't take part in submitting a scenario, but you liked the idea of this competition, you like this kind of community sort of game development, and I appreciate not everybody does. But you know, if it is something you like, it's good feedback to us to know that there is an audience for this, and we'll take that on board if it does well, and we'll run another competition on some sort of champion design thing. We've got some ideas for that. But you know, if it isn't, then you know, if there's not a huge amount of voting going for it, then maybe we'll say, all right, okay, well, maybe there isn't quite the enthusiasm that we'd hope for this, and we'll move on and do something different instead.
Yep, I think that makes perfect sense. So yeah, if you're interested, please do try to get round to voting. Yeah, so don't think there's a great deal else more to say now there, Ben, is there then?
No, I don't think so. So what are we on, like, about 10 minutes of an episode. But anyway,
that's different from a normal 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah. The link to the Google form for putting your votes in will be on the show notes, and I'll link it. We'll link it in on all the community stuff. So I'll post to God Tier, and Elliot will post to Facebook, and you'll be able to sort of, you know, with the episode, there'll be a link to the thing. And, you know, if you want, if you lose it or lose track of it, just sort of bang us a message on one of the God Tier groups, and we'll get back to you with a copy of the link so that you can get your votes in. But please, yeah, please do vote and give us some feedback. And, you know, if you have enjoyed this and you want to encourage us to do more of these sorts of competitions as well, you know, just please sort of put us a message on and tell us what you think. Or, you know, if you think we're going in the wrong direction with this sort of thing, then, you know, let us know that too. You know, we're not entirely sold on this as a theory, but we've enjoyed this as a process, and we've enjoyed playing the games that it's created. But, you know, if it's not something that the community wants, we're not not like we're sort of beholden to it or anything. So yeah, just let us know, give us some feedback, and with that, I suppose we'll say goodbye for now.
Yep, thanks all, and we'll be with you in a few weeks time after the voting's closed and we've had a time to count up and with who was the best in all the different sections.
Yep,
that's cheerio from me.
Yeah, and cheerio from me too.
Thank you for listening. Banner Bearers was brought to you by Elliot Kulbeck and Ben Redmond, with music from purpleplanetmusic.com. This is a fan production, and all opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, not Steamforged Games.